Listening to that has been the Met Service meteorologist Stephen Glassie, who joins us with an update. And there are quite a lot of them, I think, aren't there, Stephen? Talk us through them.
Yeah, so at the moment, the rain has mostly become confined to the western part of the North Island, and it's actually eased over the top of the South Island at the moment. However, we are expecting the rain to come back in to the top of the South Island this afternoon and tomorrow morning. So there's still a red heavy rain warning in place for Nelson, expecting another 140 to 190 millimetres of rain to accumulate about the ranges, and 70 to 110 elsewhere. So still expecting it to be very significant.
What sort of impacts will rain at that level cause, given what we've already had?
Yeah, more slips, more flooding is likely. That amount of rain by itself would normally be significant, but when you factor it in on top of the rain that they've already had, and you also consider that Nelson just come off their second wettest July ever, and they also had twice their June average, the ground is just sodden, and that amount of rainfall is likely to cause.
So looking at the second element of this particular event, it is that Nelson area that is the main concern here. I think you mentioned the Bryant Ranges. Are you able to identify a sort of the catchment area, because it's critical, isn't it? Because it could hit parts that you might not have been expecting.
Yeah, I think the highest risk are those ranges just to the east of Nelson there, the Bryant Range. But it could be heavy everywhere in that region as well. The wind direction is just going to pile it in from the north later today.
And what about the far... Okay, so that's Nelson and the Tasman area, which is your probably number one concern. What about the far north and other western parts of the North Island? Taranaki was also hit. Have you got concerns there?
Yes, Taranaki, they are still raining heavily at the moment, and they've had some extreme amounts of rain in the mountain, Mount Taranaki. So we still have warnings in place for those areas, the far north as well. The far north... The warning is only until 11 a.m. this morning, so the rain is easing there. The worst of it, we think the worst of it has passed there. Taranaki could still see some more heavy rain throughout the morning. We've got the warning going there until later this morning as well.
Just finally, I mean, some of the temperatures we are seeing are quite bizarre. I think 21 degrees, was it, in Whanganui? I mean, this seems pretty strange.
Yeah, it's very unusual. So, yeah, Whanganui, they broke their August record for maximum temperature, but we've also seen Auckland and Hamilton break their warmest ever minimum temperature. So overnight last night, it only got down to 16.1 degrees at Auckland Airport. And that is the kind of temperature that you would expect during the middle of summer. The link there is that the warmer air mass, or sorry, I should, the warmer air that's come down from the tropics, it has the potential to contain a lot more moisture, and that's what's that's a factor in all this heavy rain that's happening as well.
Hey Stephen, thank you very much for that. Really appreciate that. So some record temperatures in amongst all this rain. Fascinating stuff. That was Met Service meteorologist Stephen Glassie there.